Dr. Deaton, thanks for joining us on Federal News Radio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much.
You bet. Thanks for coming on. So, you've done, as we just heard, a lot of work in the last three decades, but can you give us a brief overview of the specific work you did that led to your SAMMY's nomination?
Well, I think you did. You hit the highlights. I mean, I have almost three decades of work in. I think of it as sort of translating science and public health into government programs to help people. Started out at NIH, helping to bring clinical trials to folks affected with HIV, so we could learn how to best treat HIV infection. And the great news, of course, as we know, pretty rapidly, application of good science and good public health transformed that from a pretty devastating fatal disease to now a manageable chronic disease. Then at the Department of Veterans Affairs, just couldn't have found a more exciting place to be helping serve our nation's veterans. Application of good science and public health to government programs to help people in HIV and in women's health and in environmental exposures, Agent Orange and Gulf War syndrome, and trying to understand those exposures that men and women who served now are experiencing. And then, I think the other thing is the more recent activity. I just feel like I have the best job in Washington. I got an opportunity to come to the FDA and help set up a new branch of FDA to help with the public health goals of tobacco control and tobacco product regulation in this country.
So, HIV, Hep C, smoking, what ties those three issues together in your mind? Why are these things where you really do need a federal agency and a government role in order to tackle these public health programs?
Well, that's a good question. I think it really does all revolve around the concept of public health and population health, and these are all conditions that affect populations and subpopulations of America. And I think every one of our citizens looks to the government, looks to public servants to apply science and public health practice in a smart way to help those people who have those conditions or exposures. So I think that's the common thread, is really the application of good science and public health, using the government programs to either do the research or deliver the care and services, and what I'm doing now, help to put in place some tobacco product regulation to improve health.
Dr. Deaton, the President Obama has asked federal agencies to kind of help spur interest in these fields of science, technology, engineering, and math, the STEM fields, and you clearly fall into that field. What are you hoping that your work does to kind of further that mission? Are you doing anything specific, or is it just your day-to-day work? Are you hoping that you kind of inspire people?
Well, two things. Great question, too. Thanks. First of all, I think the president's right. I mean, we really do have to invest in kids today to get them excited about the science, technology, and application to government service. First of all, I mean, there's just no more exciting calling than doing public service. I mean, we're sitting in these jobs in these government buildings, working for departments and agencies that are serving every citizen, and that's really a powerful, powerful motivation. What I'm doing personally, trying to, in the responsibilities that I have, for example, here at FDA, we recognize we have an obligation to train the next generation of scientists, and so around tobacco and understanding the science of tobacco and tobacco product regulation, we're investing in development of traineeships and fellowships to train chemists, scientists, toxicologists, physicians, public health experts, even communication specialists and lawyers in the application of science to the tobacco issues in our country. And I think that's exactly why the president emphasizes that, and he's absolutely right.
What would you tell other federal employees looking to make a difference in the government, but also the world?
Well, I think that those of us that get to sit in these chairs and work in government and work for people, I look back at my career, and I think keeping one's eye on the goal here. You know, what are you trying to do with your work? What's the ultimate goal? And just take one step at a time and get there. The bureaucracy is, in fact, in many ways a wonderful tool to use. And you have to look at it as a tool to use to get good things done for the people of America. And so using the system to put in place good programs that will deliver care, services, science, research, et cetera, that will help improve the health of our population is a very, very exciting thing to do. And people should just keep their eye on the goal and take one step at a time and keep moving ahead.
Dr. Deaton, it's great to hear somebody who's excited about being involved in federal service with all the beating up that feds take lately. We're so glad there are organizations like Partnership for Public Service and the SAMMEs. We just want to congratulate you on your award there.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to talk with you, and always a pleasure to serve our people.
Thank you.